President Trump tweeted today that he will not attend Joe Biden's inauguration. And with just 12 days until the end of his own presidency, calls for Trump to leave office right away are mounting. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will proceed with impeachment if Trump doesn't leave office willingly. There have been talks about using the 25th Amendment as well. And in a video last night, Trump condemned the violence at the Capitol on Wednesday after his supporters stormed the building, but he did not accept responsibility for inciting that violence. He also promised an orderly transfer of power. Earlier, I spoke with Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat from Virginia, and I asked him whether Trump's message last night changed anything.
No. He's trying to paper over a disastrous incitement of only the second attack on the U.S. Capitol in American history, and to finally throw out some platitudes after it's all said and done. He's already torched the place. And if you just look, Tanya, just at the events of the last couple of weeks, his horrible mismanagement of the pandemic, when we're now experiencing unnecessary and unprecedented death, his foolish attempt to veto the defense bill that Congress overrode, his antics challenging the election, which frankly cost Republicans a Senate majority, and then the shameful incitement of the violent attack on the Capitol a couple of days ago. I mean, he is a guy who is just willing to trash the entire endeavor on the way out because he didn't get what he wanted. And a few platitudes that included in last night's statement does not obscure any of that.
We have just a few days until his presidency ends. What do you think should happen? Should the president be removed using the 25th Amendment?
I believe that's the appropriate thing. That can be done immediately. The vice president and cabinet can take that step. President Trump then has two choices. He can slink out of town with his tail between his legs, or if he wants to challenge the action, he can send a letter to Congress challenging the action, and then it becomes for Congress to vote and decide. And to uphold the removal, Congress would need to do it by a two-thirds vote in each chambers, which I think, unlike a year ago, you would likely get right now. But I think the cabinet and vice president should take that step. We have work to do in Congress as well. There needs to be some accountability for those who helped President Trump perpetrate the big lie about election results not being accurate. We obviously have to clean house and do some different things with respect to Capitol security. So there's a number of things that need to be done. But the most important one is, I think, we've got to end the Trump chapter after the disgrace of Wednesday.
Okay. So if the 25th Amendment, though, isn't invoked, is there really time for impeachment? And would you be worried at all that either of these avenues, the 25th Amendment or impeachment, would just make things worse as the clock runs down?
On your first one, just on the timing, I don't really think there's time for impeachment. The House says they may act next week, and I'm not going to spend too much time thinking about it unless or until they do, because the Senate has no role unless the House acts. So my focus right now, I think, is on helping prepare for a Biden administration that can start to repair all the damage that this president has done and then help us build out of the pandemic health and economic crisis.
Your colleague, Senator Chris Coons, says Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley should resign after challenging the Electoral College results in Congress this week. Do you think they should resign or be punished in any way?
I think a lot of us are grappling with what the accountability should be, because just, you know, to dig into it, it is so easy for a Josh Hawley from Missouri to say, you know what, I want to disenfranchise Pennsylvania voters. I'm going to object to Pennsylvania. He knows those voters can't hold him accountable. Ted Cruz, I want to object to Arizona voters. I want to disenfranchise all Arizonans. He knows they can't hold him accountable. And every last member of the Senate who voted for these objections, Tanya, they voted to disenfranchise voters in states other than their own. That is a complete chicken move. So there needs to be some accountability. Here's another thing. Both Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley were fundraising in the middle of the riot.
Share blame in what happened on Wednesday?
Absolutely. Absolutely, they share blame. And here's what they should do at a minimum. We need to contemplate censure and other steps, but at a minimum, trying to fundraise when senators were locked in a secure location because of the rioters that they helped incite, they should take all the money that they have raised into each of their campaign accounts since Election Day, when they've helped Donald Trump perpetrate the big lie. They should take every penny that they have raised and give it to the family of the Capitol police officer who died last night, who died after he was attacked by the mobs that they encouraged with their repeated lying about the election. If they do that, and if they apologize, then maybe we could contemplate whether a censure would still be necessary. But they should have to give all that money back. It's blood money, and they should give it to the family of this officer who was killed at the Capitol.
Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia. Senator, thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely.